News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. One more reminder about the United Way Cookout.
Yes, the United Way Cookout is this Friday at Sioux Haswell Park. It will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and there's no better place to go for lunch on Friday because you can get a burger, chips, drink, and a cookie for only $5. You can't go anywhere in the city and get that for that cheap. So you can also get double meat and double cheese for $2 extra. And all of that money goes to support a great cause. It's the City of Bryan and United Way that are teaming up. We also have a dessert contest that the employees have entered, and all those desserts will be auctioned off after the tasting contest. So please come out, have a burger and some chips, and then bid on some of the desserts.
And then Halloween is this weekend. Complicating things is the weather.
Yeah, I hear it's supposed to rain this weekend, isn't it? So so we've got multiple things to think about when we're going Halloween or trick-or-treating. You know, obviously, if the weather's bad, you know, that might keep kids in and they may not go trick-or-treating. But if you do go trick-or-treating, several things to keep in mind is make sure that your costumes are visible, whether you use a flashlight, glow sticks, any of those kind of things, have reflective material on your costume. All those things are great. If you have wigs, and make sure you watch out for open flames if people have pumpkins with, you know, candles in them or anything like that. We suggest that they use the LED light, you know, candles rather than open flames. If your costumes have knives or swords, make sure that they're made of something soft, flexible, so that we can avoid injuries. The biggest thing, stay in groups. Don't go off by yourself. Don't go in anyone's house that you don't know. I wouldn't even go into anyone's house, period. Just get your treats and move on. And then be courteous of those who, you know, those places that you're going. Don't walk through their lawn. Don't trample on their grass or their flower beds. A lot of them have decorations on their porch. Make sure you don't knock them over. If you do, put them back. Safety on the street. Don't run between cars. Make sure you cross at an intersection where you're visible. And again, watch, look, and listen. And for those motorists, make sure we slow down, especially in these residential neighborhoods. I know some residential neighborhoods have people come from all over and park in those neighborhoods and go trick-or-treating. So please slow down and watch out for our kids.
And as I began with the reference to the weather, even more so for motorists, having to pay attention to the conditions as well as the trick-or-treaters.
Right. If it's raining, I mean, it's harder to see. The roads are slick, and you need to make sure that you're going slow enough to react on those wet roads. So please slow down.
And finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yeah, speaking of slowing down, slow down all over town, but especially in the 1600 block of Woodland, which is 30 miles per hour near Wayside, and the 3000 block of North Texas Avenue, which is 50 miles per hour near Russell.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.